Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Welcome to the Sports Ethos Kings Cast. It's Daily, joined by our special guest, James Barlow, draft analyst for the Locked On NBA Big Board podcast. James, how are you?
I can't complain. I just got done playing basketball, so I'm not going to complain right now because I'm still kind of, you know, coming down from that basketball high, but I'm going to feel it in the morning time when I roll out of bed and my ankles hurt, but, you know, hey, ball is life.
No ice packs on you right now?
No, not right now. But when I get done with talking to you, they will be on me.
Nice. Well, before we begin and start talking about the draft and whatnot, I definitely want to get to know our guests when I do these. What's your villain origin story? Like, how did you become interested in being a member of the NBA draft community?
Well, as I just mentioned, like, I love the basketball. I love to play basketball. I watch basketball. I work from home and I have two computers up. My personal computer up is probably me watching basketball. So my older brother, Rafael Barlow, he actually, the first year that we started, I believe, was 2017. And ironically enough, that was the De'Aaron Fox draft. So I was a big fan of his coming out of the draft. Me and my brother, Rafael, we covered the draft that year. He kept going. I fell back a little bit. And then he said his audience and his platform continued to grow. So he asked me for this 2023-2024 draft. He was like, James, I need you on because I want to have conversations like how we have conversations off the camera or how we exchange text. So he was like, just be yourself and, you know, have the knowledge that you have. So I was like, cool, sign me up. Sometimes I have to catch myself and remember that I'm talking to not just talking to my brother, I'm talking to everybody. So he'll nudge me, but hey man, you got to explain what that means. I know exactly what you mean, but explain to everybody. But I've been very much involved with basketball as far as like training. I've trained a couple of NBA players. Matter of fact, since this is the Kings podcast, I have been in a gym with former Kings great, I want to call him Quincy Acey. Let's see, I've had the opportunity to train. Did he play for the Kings? No. I've been in the gym with Donald Sloan, Chris Douglas Roberts, the year that he was with Charlotte. He shot, I think, 38% from three. I like to pat myself on the back because I was in the gym with him. So, and I've trained some guys you've never heard of, and that's where the fun is because you're trying to help somebody fulfill their dreams. So that's, I guess, my villain origin story, but I covered a draft. But if I didn't cover the draft, I'd still be watching basketball. I have the WNBA on behind me right now if I wasn't doing this podcast right now. So that's me.
Nice. And thanks for taking time out of your evening to speak with us. I've been a fan of NBA Locked On, NBA Big Board for a long time now, especially when your brother Rafael would be talking to Chad Ford. And he'd always come on talking about his European trips. And I always thought that was fascinating. It's like, holy cow. Not many people are doing that in talking about their experiences and watching the foreign talent over there. And I think that was amazing. But before we move forward, BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Finals this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, The game starts here. I wanted to know, before we start talking about players, how do you define your tiers? Like, is your first tier like players who are you think are going to be like future NBA All-Stars and whatnot? Well, how do you define your tiers?
So in my mind, I think, can this guy be, it's hard to predict. Sometimes it's hard to predict superstars. I mean, Victor Wembanyama, superstar. That was a slam dunk. If you didn't think he was going to be a superstar, you were basically hating, right? So that's easy. And then I say all-stars. And then I think starters. And then like the next tier be rotation guys. And then it's like fringe NBA. So I feel like this particular draft, you're going to get a lot of rotation guys, but draft history shows that somebody from this particular draft is going to be an all-star. It's just that it isn't evident this year because, you know, it's wide open. I have a few hunches who I would say could be an all-star, but there's no slam dunks as far as who's going to be an all-star. So you got to think the number one pick in this draft, I heard somebody smarter than me or supposed to be smarter than me say it'd be the equivalent of the number seven pick any other draft. But that doesn't necessarily mean you're not going to get good players. You're just going to have to do your due diligence. And if anything else, player fit is going to really, really determine who takes it to the next level.
So when you consider the top tier for you, what is missing as you go down your tiers?
In this particular draft, it's a lot of like swing skills. So in my opinion, I feel like Stephon Castle could be an all-star, but he needs to improve as a shooter. And it's guys like that. So it's like he has the physical tools, I think, but also I stand on that opinion because I've had to like really look at like his high school film and see what he was doing when he was like the primary ball handler. I personally feel that he was playing the role that they asked him to do on a team that won a championship the previous year. You can't come in and rock the boat, right? Because that just, you look crazy. Like you're a freshman and you're trying to, you know, do something totally different. So it worked. It's like the gift and the curse. You have the team success, but you sacrifice a little bit of yourself. But in this draft, there may be somebody like he's an all-star because he's on a really, really good team, right? But I feel like Rob Dillingham has like all-star potential, but he also has red flags. He's light and will be able to defend at the next level. There's a handful of guys that you can see the talent. And then, but it's also like things just have to go right for them. So like, if you think about what draft was at 2016, Jaylen Brown had a lot of talent, but you didn't think he would be a top 15 player unless everything worked out for him, and it has worked out for him. And now he's an all-star. He's making a bunch of money. There are Jaylen Brown kind of guys in this draft. We don't know if they're going to end up being like Jaylen Brown.
Right. And I think a lot of people forget that a lot of success is due to the situation, right? So,
yes.
And I think Jaylen Brown just fell into the perfect situation for him. Or, you know, we talked about De'Aaron Fox earlier before I started recording. It's like he's finally in a situation where he could grow and become the player that he was always meant to be, right?
Yes.
I tell people all the time, it's like, who would De'Aaron Fox be if he started out his rookie year with a Mike Brown?
Right.
Right?
Yeah. So, you're not a Luke Walton fan?
Come on now. That's hilarious. All right. So, and this next question, it's, I know people will take whatever you say out of context and they'll call you a hater or whatever, but who do you think should be out of the lottery against the consensus?
Against the consensus, I would say for me, it would be Cody Williams. I have him at 16 right now. There are guys that I think that project to be better than him. I know he did get a green room invite, but a green room invite doesn't necessarily mean you're a lottery pick. But I've also seen that he has workouts for like 5 and 6. Personally, I don't see it. I don't want to sound like a hater, but I'm going to sound like a hater. I think people see how good his brother is, and think that he's going to project because he's further along than his brother. But I don't think he has that kind of upside. If you evaluate him as Cody Williams, I think he's going to be a 3-and-D guy. But I think this was the first year that he shot the ball well from three. And his shot is kind of slow. He's kind of limited off the dribble. He does get to the basket, but it's mostly just straight line. I don't necessarily think he is a lottery pick, at least in my eyes. So to answer your question, it would be Cody Williams, yes.
And then I feel like his body isn't NBA ready, right?
He's really, really light. Skinny. Yeah.
Where his brother seemed to have more of an NBA body in his rookie year. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's really interesting. Who do you think should be in the lottery against the consensus?
I am a big Jalen Tyson fan. I think Jalen Tyson, ironically, if the Kings are keeping the pick, and we'll get to that. I know that was part of the questions that we were going to talk about, but I think he is somebody the Kings need to take a hard, long look at if they do keep the pick. I think he is a lottery talent. I think I would take him over Dalton Connect. I think he's 2 years younger than Dalton Connect. He shoots the ball as well as Dalton Connect. I think he does more off the dribble, can make plays. And if you said Jalen Tyson, we just need you to stand in the corner and shoot threes, I think he can do that as well. So I'm a lot higher on him than the consensus. I think he's a lottery pick.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. And I hate it when, you know, so-called experts call this a weak draft. I mean, really, I feel like they're only looking at the top because it's not so top heavy, right? There's not a Wembanyama or a Paolo Banchero. Is this draft as weak as they say it is, in your opinion?
It's not star studded, but I don't think because it's not star studded that it's weak. Like I said, if you take it back to, I believe, the 2013 draft where nobody knew who was going number one. Anthony Bennett went number one. Obviously that didn't work out. Victor Oladipo ended up being like the best player from that draft, right? So like there is a Victor Oladipo type talent in this draft. You just have to, it just has to work out. I'm drawing a blank on the year, but nobody thought Kawhi Leonard would become who Kawhi Leonard is in his particular draft. Nobody knew who Giannis was. And it like stuff like that happens. It's sometimes it's obvious, sometimes it's in your face, like Wembanyama, and sometimes it's not. So I wouldn't call this a weak draft. This is a draft that you build depth on, not necessarily build around. 2025 is supposed to be a build around draft, but it's still even early for that. But this is one where, okay, we have a core guys, and let's see if we can add a piece to improve our roster, improve our depth. Maybe he can start for us right away. Maybe he can crack the rotation for us later down the line. You look at teams like Boston, for example. No, they didn't draft Derrick White, but Derrick White was like a late first-round pick. You see how important he is. The year before, the Nuggets, big minutes to Christian Brown. He was a late first-round pick. Like, there's value in this draft. It's just going to take really, really smart people, and it's going to also take really, really dedicated players for everything to work out.
Right. I mean, I always feel like 3 years from now, if we have 15 to 20 Nick Batums from this draft, then I consider it successful, right? Like, it's as easy as that, I think. So in case Sacramento keeps its pick, and we all know the rumors that they plan to trade the pick in order to get a player that could help them win now. But in case they keep it, what three candidates do you see for Sacramento?
Let me flip that on you. If they trade the pick, who are you? Who do you want them to go after?
And I'm only going off of players who have been said to be available. But and this is a polarizing name, but a Kyle Kuzma, when compared to Harrison Barnes, and I know there's a weird argument out there for Harrison Barnes. Well, you know, Harrison Barnes gets to the line and Kyle Kuzma does not do that well. And Kyle Kuzma has, you know, a poor efficiency rate. No one can deny that Kyle Kuzma would be a better offensive option than Harrison Barnes. So if Kyle Kuzma was available for a role player in the number one pick, that might make sense. Supposedly his trade value is not that high, and the Wizards are selling low right now. So I think he would be a good option.
Okay. So if the Wizards say, nah, we're not doing it, I feel like, and I agree with you, I think the Kings need depth on the wing. I'm under the understanding that Malik Monk is going to get paid because he needs to get paid. He's outplayed his contract. I don't know if the Kings are going to be able to afford him or how that's going to work. So in my mind, I think wing should be priority for them. I can't really say too many bad things about Harrison Barnes. He's from Ames, Iowa. I went to school in Ames, Iowa, and I plan on going back, so I don't want anybody running up on me. But
Just to be fair, I'm a HB truther as well. So
okay.
And I think he'd be amazing for us off the bench. I really do.
I think that's where we need to trend to. It's just too many 8-point games when you need more from him. But like I mentioned before, I'm a really, really big Jalen Tyson fan. And I'm pretty sure he will be available at 13. So let me run some numbers for you. At Cal, his junior year, he shot 38% unguarded, and he shot 36% off the dribble. And that was in a scoring role where he was the number one option, the focal option on a team with a whole totally new roster. His prior year at Texas, he shot 42% off the catch, and he shot 45% unguarded. So basically, he is a very, very good shooter. He's 6'7". I think he's about 215 to 220. He can put the ball on the ground. Is he going to get to the rack? Not as much as you want him to, but think about how Joe Johnson or Chris Middleton, they get to their spots. I think Jalen's going to get to his spots and get floaters, maybe not completely to the rim, but if he's playing off of a Sabonis and that dribble handoff action, I think he's going to be really, really good. Obviously, I think you need Keegan Murray to take another step as far as like being like a playmaker and just being more consistent. He did improve this year, but I want to see like more from him, but I'm really high on Jalen Tyson. I have him on my latest mock that you can find on my Twitter. I have him mock to Sacramento. I'm a believer in his talent. Let's say worst case scenario, I had Tyson going to Oklahoma City prior, my fault. But if worst case scenario, I do have, and I don't think he's going to slide, but if he's available, I think Dalton Connect is also an option too. Again, he's 23, so he should be ready to contribute. Obviously, he's a scorer. I think the scoring is going to come down a notch, but I think he's going to be able to shoot, and he kind of fits what you're trying to do. Also, it's rumored that he has a lottery promise. I don't know. I'm not as high on him in the lottery, but I think Devin Carter out of Providence would fit well. Also, what you want to do. Think the defensive intensity of Davion Mitchell, but 3 inches taller, almost kind of like how you have with Keon Ellis. So he's going to bring the tenacity. He's a son of a former NBA player. I think those guys, Connect and Carter, may be gone, but the way that it looks like, Tyson is going to be available, and I just really, really like him at that spot.
So you don't agree with the...
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Kings going for like a stretch big that could do a little rim protection.
I mean, those guys are really, really hard to come by. I think Keegan was blocking like a shot and a half a game. I just feel like your wing that when Malik Monk went down, the team struggled a lot. And then also, it's funny, I was talking to my brother, and we actually mentioned it on the podcast. De'Aaron Fox wasn't as aggressive at the rim this year. I think he shot a lot of threes. So your free throw rate was lower. Obviously, you rebound the ball well, but like, do you think Keegan is a three long term or a four, or does it even really matter? They're going to be interchangeable.
I hope he's a three long term. I really hated seeing Harrison Barnes at the four, and just somebody 6'8" guarding these giants. You know what I mean? He kind of held his own a little bit, but you know, if it was a really good big, he would get overpowered. You know,
yeah.
You know, I personally want someone, and I don't know who that person is. How many Aaron Gordons are there in the world, right?
Exactly.
So it's tough. But I was looking at Deron Holmes, and just I like his length. Mm-hmm. He could block shots. He shoots the three. I feel like he's perfect. But
I think he's a five, though. I think long term, his best fit is going to be a five. I think he can move, but. I think his best advantages are going to be at the five and not the four. But interesting enough, maybe Tyler Smith, I have him in my notes out of the G League Ignite. He's 6'10", 6'11". He can shoot the ball. He's athletic. But he has he's got a ways to go on defense. Again, he's really, really young. He's 19. So maybe that doesn't really fit your timeline. But he's an option if you say, Keegan, we need you to play the three and we're looking for a four. But ultimately, I feel like Kuzma would be your best option because, again, your timeline and especially just the way that the West is lining up. Like, I don't think anybody with a team carried by a 30-year-old is getting past the first round. That's just the way it shook up. So you do need somebody who's going to help you contribute right now. I think Jalen Tyson can contribute right now. He's 21. So normally he's an older draft pick. But, you know, in this draft, we got 23-year-olds.
No, I mean, that's Monty's type. Monty McNair, our GM, I really feel like his type is an older player and very, you know, cerebral and has a good basketball feel. That's usually his type. For whatever reason, there's not a draft outfit out there online that ever gives us a good athlete. It's really frustrating. You always give us either a weird European player or someone like Tristan Da Silva. It's always that type of player.
See, that's funny because I don't want to butcher his name. Vyshnikov is leaving, so that's another spot you're gonna have to fill on the wings.
Oh, Sasha Vyshnikov.
I'm tripping. But yeah, he's leaving too. So yeah, I feel like the wing position, and even in the second round, you're gonna probably draft another wing too. But like I said, if you haven't done your homework or the listeners haven't, I think you should really check out. You guys actually should. I mean, he played at Cal. So he's in the Bay Area, but yes, I'm a big.
No, I'm aware, but yeah.
I'm a big believer. I'm beating the drum. Jalen Tyson is somebody you need to take a long look at.
And so you think he could actually, he's NBA ready now and he could give.
I think he can contribute right now.
10 to 12 minutes a game, right?
Yes, I think so.
Fantastic. All right. So I gave you a list of players that I wanted you to talk about. Some are my draft crushes. Some are just players that I think we could possibly get at 45. I do know that all of these players, the Kings have already worked out.
Okay.
So let's talk about them. Bub Carrington.
I don't think he's going to be there at 45, man. I'm sorry. I think he's a
first especially round. After you hyping him up. So.
Nah, I think he's a first round pick, man. And now, if he is available at 45, which I don't think, how does he fit? I think he does fit. But He is a combo guard. You ask me to rank the guys, I really like Bub Carrington. I think he's a very dynamic passer. He's not going to get to the rim, and he's an okay athlete. He's like if D'Angelo Russell on a scale of 1 to 5 NBA athleticism is a 2, Bub Carrington is a 3, and he plays similar. Jump shooting, good passer, dynamic in pick and roll. But I just don't think he's going to be available at 45. But that's interesting that he has worked out for them. But I do like Bub Carrington a lot.
I was going to just have you go down the list. But yeah, okay. Keyshawn George then.
Big fan of another first rounder. Don't think he's going to be available at 45. He would fit perfectly because he's 6'8". He can shoot. He can handle a little bit. And he's still kind of like finding himself as an athlete because he had a big growth spurt. I just don't think he's going to be available at 45. I think the Raptors love him. He's everything that the Raptors draft. And I just can't see him going past, what is it, 19, I believe? Yeah. So Justin Edwards, that's number 3. He might be available. I think he fits for your wing. He up and down season at Kentucky. He does fit the mold. He did shoot 36% from 3 after starting off like ice cold. He was a brick machine. I think the hype of being a projected number 1 pick got to him, and he was trying to find his way, and he settled into his role. He might be gone at 45, though, because I think with – Hunter Salas going back to school, back to Wake Forest. Let me mention these guys in schools. Tyon Grant Foster went back to Grand Canyon. Neat Clifford went back to Colorado State. Jameer Watkins went back to Florida State. I think that allowed Justin Edwards to move up.
So what's Justin Edwards' swing skill, or what's their skill that he could use in the NBA immediately?
Shooting and defense. He has the physical tools to be a very good defender. Playing off the ball, he started to pick it up because at Kentucky, you know, they had 4 or 5 guys handling, so he had to basically get down or lay down. But the jump shot has to be more consistent. He did turn it up at the end of the year, but a lot of that, maybe he had a 10-for-10 game against Vanderbilt. That's going to boost your numbers out of this world, right? So if he's a 35-36% shooter, then he is a rotation guy. Low-end starter. You'll take that from me.
Nice. And what about Dylan Jones?
I'm going to move Dylan Jones. I'm not high on Dylan Jones. I like Jalen Wells more than Dylan Jones. Let me get to Jalen Wells first. Okay. He shot the ball. He is a shooter. Very, very good shooter. And he snuck up on people because he was at the D2 for 2 years. I think it was Sonoma State. But he has some of the best shooting splits of anybody in this draft. I think he shot 42% from 3. And he's kind of limited off the dribble. But if you give him 2 dribbles, he can get to the basket. He's not going to, like, create for himself. He actually might be available at 45. And I think that's somebody you would take a long look at because he can shoot the ball very, very well. And 5th on that list is Dylan Jones. Dylan Jones is very talented. He does a lot of things well. I'm just worried about 2 things. His jump shot, he doesn't shoot the ball well off the catch. And he didn't have to as much because at Weber State, like, he had the ball in his hands a lot. So, like, him in a lower usage role kind of scares me. He would have to be somebody that, like, needs to have the ball in his hands on a second unit. He reminds me of Jayshon Tate for the Rockets. But like Dylan Jones, I believe was like, I have it written down, 26% unguarded, which is like just bad. And he has a lot of bad misses. He's got like some mechanical issues with his jump shot. So like that kind of scares me. If you look at somebody with his build type who was strong and can handle, who rebounded, David Roddy had like a similar profile, and he was at Colorado State as well, right? But in the NBA, it was stand in the corner and shoot. And eventually, The Grizzlies shipped him out to the Suns, and he couldn't really crack that rotation. I know he came in the middle of the season, but like, if he couldn't shoot, well, once he can shoot, but his role is just diminished as a role player. So it's like, it's kind of hard to, it's going to take a creative, it's going to take a coach that's going to tell Dylan Jones to go play how you want to play. But also he still needs to improve his mechanics and his just overall jump shooting. So he, of the guys that you gave me, I am probably the lowest on him. I think you do have a legit opportunity to get Justin Edwards and Jalen Wells, though, at 45. But let me throw out two more names that weren't on the list. Harrison Ingram from North Carolina. He reminds me of Royce O'Neal. He rebounds very well at the three. He's like a combo 3-4. He can pass. Very tenacious defender. He will be available at 45. I can guarantee you that. Trenton Flowers might be available. He's young, out of the NBL Next Stars program in Australia, but he's not going to be able to contribute right away, though. So it may be a – and we'll take the older Jalen Wells or Harrison Ingram over him at 45. And then if you told me we need a backup five, I don't know if that's high on your priority, but – Zachary Pierin out of France is a name to keep an eye on. I'm a big fan of his. He's a dunker. He's left-handed. He can pass. Like, you may be able to run some of the same continuity that you have with Sabonis. You may be able to run that with him, but he's athletic. Like, he'll rebound, push up the court. I'm a big fan of his. So,
and he could offer us rim protection.
Say that again.
And he could offer us rim protection.
Yes. He can. It won't be JaVale McGee. I mean, depends on which version of JaVale McGee you get, but he'll offer you some athleticism and rim protection. But I really like Zachary Pierin out of France. That's like my favorite French player. I know the other guys get more pub, but on that under 18 team, he was the best player that they had. Now everybody went their separate ways, but he's a player.
Now, what tiers would you place these players then?
Tiers, rotation guys. Can they? So, of the guys that I mentioned in the first round, I think Tyson can be a high level starter for you. I think he could start right away. I mean, if you told me we're moving Harrison Barnes to the bench, we're going to start Herter, I think Tyson can start next to, and you want to say Keegan is a four, then I think he could start for you today. Does he have all star potential? I don't know. That's tough. It would be depending on if his playing style, if he can, he reminds me of Chris Middleton. So I guess you can say, yes, he could be a long shot all-star at the three. I don't think Dalton Knecht has all-star potential. I don't think Devin Carter has all-star potential, but they may go higher. That's just my opinion. You mentioned worked out Carrington. Carrington is a, I think, in his prime or in 3 to 4 years, he's a starter. I think George is a rotation player. I think Edwards is a rotation player, probably starters in a sense. I think Wells can start as your 3-and-D. Remind me, Justin Holiday was a Sacramento. He's played for basically everybody, but Justin Holiday was a Sacramento King, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so there is I don't want to strike any bad memories, but there is some Justin Holiday in Jalen Wells. 6'8", skinny shooter. I think he has a little bit more off the dribble as far as just they chase you off the line. He can get to the basket, but they're kind of similar. I think Dylan Jones is a key reserve. The right situation, Harrison Ingram can start again. If he's Royce O'Neal, Royce O'Neal started for those Jazz teams that were playoff teams. If he didn't start, he was a sixth man. He was high in the rotation. He could play 24 minutes a game. How about that? I think Pierin is probably a backup center, but I think he can be a very, very good backup center in a sense that if, you know, worst case scenario, you don't have that drop off.
What about Trenton Flowers?
I think Trenton Flowers can be a starter one day, but he's a couple years away.
Interesting. Okay. So every year, you know, we always see players.
Jewelry can say many things on your wedding day.
As a wedding band, it can say, "This is a forever symbol of our forever love." As a gift to your wedding party, it can say, "Thanks for standing up there with us." Blue Nile can help you find the piece that says it all and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Just fall out of the lottery. What are some behind the scenes causes you've seen lottery prospects fall out of there?
Off the top of my head, some of the main thing could be medical, right? So in this particular draft, Nikola Topic, I had him at 2. His knees are not the sturdiest, right? And he's projected to fall. So I think he's had 2 knee injuries this year, same knee. This is a partial ACL tear that can drop your stock. Sometimes it's bad intel. So, it's funny. Chris Douglas Roberts told me when we first met, he was a All-American coming out of college, played with Derrick Rose, missed some free throws to beat Kansas. Joke around with him about that. But he said the NBA is the feds, meaning they know everything about you. As soon as you get on that radar, they know who you hang out with. They know if you do something that you're not supposed to do. They know if you got kids, when you're not supposed to. They know everything. They have private eyes, all that information. And it makes sense. We're talking about big money. We're handing to 18, 19-year-olds. They know about your parents. They know all of that stuff. Sometimes in the draft, if a kid has bad intel, his stock may drop. Sometimes bad intel is just a bad read on a particular kid. So the word was, who did Houston just draft in the last year? Cam Whitmore. Allegedly, he had bad intel, but he just is a quiet dude. So he didn't interview well, right? My thinking is, I need you to play basketball. I'm not interviewing you for like a 9-to-5 job. Your personality matters, but I care about your work ethic just as much as your personality. They said Cam Whitmore didn't interview well and there was some knee injury, whatever. But he should have been a top 8 pick in that draft. He fell to the teens. So sometimes it's that. Another case, my brother was beaten on the drum, GG Jackson. The intel was he was immature and whatnot. Okay, he was 18 years old. Like legit 18, like he's super 18. He was very much 18 years old. So that may rub teams the wrong way. We saw he had 30 on LeBron. Like clearly that was everybody goofed who passed him up. Like he's clearly super talented. So sometimes injury, sometimes it's bad intel that is true. And sometimes it's just an organization can make the wrong read. And sometimes it's like they may dig in and these mocks could just be wrong. And it's like, you know what? We're not that high on a guy. And sometimes they're right. So it could be a number of things.
Well, it's interesting. I was thinking about Trayce Jackson-Davis and how he got drafted late in the second round, which surprised everybody. But apparently it was his agent and wanting a particular contract that most teams weren't willing to give, right?
Yes, and that happens too. Or like, you know, Tyrese Halliburton. He said, hey, I want to go to the Kings. I wanted to go to the Kings. And like looking back at it, like Phoenix made the worst decision ever not drafting him because he would have fit perfectly with their timeline as far as playing next to Chris Paul, and you had your point guard of the future. That necessarily wasn't intel. That was, you know, them saying, hey, we want to go to this spot. We're not going to interview. In this particular draft, Stephon Castle is saying, I'm not working out for a team that has a point guard. So he that may help him. That may hurt him. I just drew a blank. Austin Reeves, I believe his agent told people don't draft him. He wanted to pick his destination. And I think that's also something that a lot of second round picks are doing now anyway. It's like, okay, I can look at the roster and I can say, don't draft me. I can pick my location and I can say, hey, I got a chance to make this team here.
Nice. So what are some behind the scenes causes you've seen prospects rise into the lottery?
You could have good intel. Like, you know, not he didn't rise in the lottery, but James Wiseman interviewed extremely well, right? And he goes number two. And, you know, legend is he wowed the Golden State brass because he spoke Mandarin Chinese. And like, I don't care that you speak Chinese, and that's no disrespect to any communities, but like, that's not going to help me win basketball games, right? Like, I get it, and I love that you're a good kid, but like, can you catch? And that's what Wiseman has struggled with, right? But in this situation here, like this year, the French guys, namely Tijan Salon, I think he's benefited because, A, when all the college kids are done playing, in France, they're still playing. So he's still putting out good film, right? So now his stock can increase. So whereas, like, it's almost in the sense out of sight, out of mind, right? So in my man Jalen Tyson's case, team didn't make the tournament. He's been sitting at home since February, sitting at home working out. But, I mean, teams aren't checking on you, A, because – you know, teams are still playing, but now everybody's not playing. And then, like, the French guys, they just started their combine testing. So it's like if you put together – you have an additional month of basketball to put out good film, like, your stock can increase. And, like, that works out for those international guys a lot.
So how do you feel about Tijan Salon? I feel like he's the internet darling right now.
He definitely
that everyone's
is.
Talking about. What's your personal take on him?
Sometimes I look at him and I'm like, man, he can really, really play. Sometimes I look at him and I'm like, man, he just learned how to play basketball yesterday. Like, he just does some stuff. It could be back-to-back plays. From what I hear, he has like the ultimate confidence and he has a strong work ethic. So again, that's another example of something that like, and he has the same agent as Wembanyama, right? So like, basically, I mean, we assume that he can play, but, you know, that's like the Midas touch right there. So, and but as far as Tijan, I think he is boom or bust. So where he ends up is going to dictate how good he is and how long it takes. So if he lands in San Antonio, right, and he plays with his countrymen, right, and obviously the timeline to win isn't, you know, we're not expecting to win. We got Victor. We'll be better next year, but they're not rushing anything. I think he can be successful. If he goes to Detroit, where they're bad, but, you know, they still have expectations because they have a good player, and he goes in a situation where it just doesn't work, then it may not work out for him. But I think you just have to ask me. It depends on what day. I like Tijan. I seen him hit the corner of the backboard on a one drill pull up like bad Westbrook. Then I see him knock down three threes in a row. He's everywhere, but he's 18. And in this draft, if we aren't trying to build and get somebody to help us today, then we need to find somebody that we can roll the dice on and develop. And he fits that mold perfectly.
Interesting. So going back a few seasons, how high were you on like Jeremy Sochan?
I understood the tools, but like he just wasn't a shooter, right? And I get the defensive instinct. But like in today's NBA, if you can't shoot, it's very, very tough, right? And he did improve as a shooter. I think he is going to be a building block for them. I think trying him at the point guard obviously wasn't the best choice, but, you know, they had time to kill. But I think ultimately that was probably the right pick for them and is going to work out. He's going to be somebody like, not to say he's going to be as good as Aaron Gordon, but like Aaron Gordon in Orlando is not Aaron Gordon in Denver, right? So Aaron Gordon in Orlando was like, I don't know what he's good at. I know he's athletic. He caught that ball from that mascot and did one of the best dunks I've ever seen in my life. But is he our best player? No. Now, as Wembanyama gets better, Sohan falls in the line. He starts to shoot the three ball better. Then I think you'll see like, okay, it makes sense. And that's crazy because that's what, to me, this draft is going to be like, where it's like, okay, in 3 or 4 years, he's going to be a key piece to us helping us win.
Right. Okay. So speaking of not shooting in physical tools, me being a UCLA fan, tell me about Adembo.
See, he's 6'8", man, and I get he's really athletic. I think with the right point guard, it's going to work, right? You get him in a situation like the Clippers, right? James Harden makes guys, even though James is not James that we, you know, used to see, he makes guys' jobs really, really easy in pick and roll, right? One of the best passers in the NBA. I just, you know, the 6'8 dude that doesn't have a lot of like skill, it can be tough for them, right? I get the athleticism, I get the wingspan, the defense, slides his feet, but I think it's gonna work for him. I just hope he lands with like a really, really strong pick and roll point guard partner.
Right. Yeah, I'm hoping for the best for him, man. Seriously. Yeah, he has the athletic tools. He's NBA. He has an NBA body, but
yeah,
it was rough watching him this season at UCLA. Just
and they were, and see, like they were posting him up, right? And like he's never gonna get the ball in the post in the NBA. Like never.
Exactly.
I'm never throwing him the ball on the block. Like no. So that's the thing about like college basketball. We're not posting anybody up they can't post up. So, but I think he's gonna eventually work out for him though.
And what about like Oscar Tshiebwe, who rebounded the hell out of the ball in his draft year, but then it's like, is he going to become an NBA player?
No, I don't think he's going to become an NBA player. When he does get an opportunity to play at the end of the year, he's going to rebound the ball. But like, he's ultimately like a G League guy. The NBA bigs, you're either going to be an above the rim dunker, or you're going to be shooting threes, or you're going to be one of the guys we get to throw the ball in the post to. And he's just not any of those three. He's just a great rebounder. And I think he's going to make a lot of money overseas where that style of his style of play, it will translate.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. All right. So we do know for sure. At least we think so, that Sacramento is going to be using their 45th pick. They're going to be picking at 45. What three candidates do you see for them?
So at 45, I think Harrison Ingram will be available. I told you I like Zachary Pierin. Maybe you get Jalen Wells. I think his stock may go up. If not Jalen Wells, there's a young fella out of Villanova. Not Villanova, I'm sorry, Baylor. Jalen Bridges. He's a fifth-year guy, strong frame. He should be able to catch and shoot if you're aiming for another wing at 45. Do you think that they're interested in a backup five? I mean, I know you've mentioned rim protection.
I don't know. I think this year we have a lot of needs. So, I mean, are we going to keep Alex Len? You know what I mean? Or, you know,
nah, I think
JaVale McGee, it's like.
I think it's time.
Right. It's, I just, I want them to get young legs. I want athleticism on our team. I mean, you look at the finals. I always look at the finals and just think about our current roster. And it's like, okay, well, do we have these two-way players that are playing in the finals right now? And, you know, do we have the depth that the Celtics have? It's ridiculous. So,
but the thing is with the Celtics, and I can go on a tangent, man. I'm not going to go on a tangent, but like they don't play 3-and-D guys. I guess you could say Sam Hauser. But, and the reason why they're beating up the Mavs, in my opinion, is because everybody that they play can dribble, pass, and shoot. So Drew Holiday is not a 3-and-D player, in my opinion. Now, is he a defender? Absolutely. Does he shoot threes? Right. Yes. But he had 30 one night. That's not a 3-and-D guy.
He does it all.
Yeah, he does it all, exactly.
And so does Derek White.
And so does Derek White. So, and on the opposite end, like Derek Jones Jr., when he's making threes, cool. But like when he's not, we're still going to dare him to make threes. You chase him off the line, what does he give you? Probably nothing. So I think Boston has the new format, right? We're not going to play anybody who's a liability on either end of the floor. I think Oklahoma City has the right idea. They're just young and they still need one more guy. So and it's another reason why I like a Jalen Tyson, who's not like a typical 3-and-D guy, because he can score. He can pass. I'm not saying he's Luka. I'm not saying he's a dynamic passer, but if you put him in a pick and roll, he can make a play. He can make a pass. And I think that is what teams, in my opinion, should be steering towards, and not necessarily the guy that's just going to stand in the corner, because when the guy is standing in the corner isn't making threes, what else does he do? Like, defense is important in the NBA, but offense is more important, because if we can't score, then it doesn't – you can get all the stops in the world, but eventually, like, the defense is going to crack. So it's like you got to play five guys who the opposing team's best guard can't hide on. And that's why Boston is running through everybody. Everybody can do something. That's why Jason Tatum can score 18 points and they win by 20 points.
Right. Well, I don't think they are going to be where they are right now without Derek White and Drew Holiday.
I agree with you.
And let's go on a tangent. And I apologize.
Jewelry can say many things on your wedding day. As a wedding band, it can say, "This is a forever symbol of our forever love." As a gift to your wedding party, it can say, "Thanks for standing up there with us." Blue Nile can help you find the piece that says it all and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
No disrespect to your Mavs, but do you think Denver would have put up a better fight?
I think Denver is the only team that can beat the Mavs in the West.
It's just a matchup thing.
It's a matchup. I think Jokic would have been too much, and I think you can't really stop Luka, but Aaron Gordon has the body type to stay in front of him, the athleticism to stay in front of him, the physical strength to stay in front of him. Now, Luka would have been not guarding somebody in that series, and he would have been resting, so you wouldn't see him looking like a cone like how he is right now.
He's dealing with injuries. he's literally on duct tape. And
man, look, I get it, but you know, if you're hurt, man, don't flop. How about that? All right. Like he shot a three in the first half, did a little hop, sat down on the floor and smacked the ground. I'm like, all right, man, I get that you hurt, but we can't afford that right now. Like, get up, man. Let's get back. I understand he's hurt, but I just feel like, yes, Denver would have been a tougher matchup, but ultimately they didn't get there. So.
Right.
And at the same time, they need to add some guys too, because, like I said, their 3-and-D guys off the bench couldn't shoot.
Well, I was sad that Peyton Watson couldn't get any time when they went deep into the playoffs.
But him and Brown, they have to make you pay for not guarding them. Like those three possessions where you miss, right? And then, like, if Jamal Murray has a tough game, Michael Porter Jr. is due for – he's good for two terrible games in a series unless he's playing the Lakers. And it's like last year they were able to combat that with Bruce Brown because he could do a bunch of everything. This year they didn't have that. So, like, to me, they need somebody that can shoot the lights out, come off the bench, and – maybe they can find that in the draft, but I heard their owner is cheap, so he got his championship, I guess. But
right. And then I feel like, is KCP a step slower now?
I think he was hurt.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he was hurt. Like the same he got hurt against the Lakers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the West was really interesting. I felt like it was almost like scissors, paper, rock. You know what I mean? Like, Minnesota could beat Denver. Denver could beat the Mavs. Mavs could beat
Minnesota. Exactly.
It's really interesting like that. All right. Well, I don't want to keep you, man.
Good.
Last few questions. Start bench G League. This is the player edition. Johnny Furphy, Jacoby Walter, Ron Holland.
Start bench G League. You said Jacoby Walter and Ron Holland?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to start Ron Holland. Wait, is this for the Kings or just in general?
In general.
Okay, I'm going to start Ron Holland. I am going to I'm going to bench Furphy, and I'm going to send Jacoby Walter to the G League. Yeah. I think Ron, he did what he did in the G League. If you send Ron to the G League, he's going to go back down there and be Ron. So I don't think that's going to really benefit him. I think Furphy, you can get away with him. He shot the ball really, really well, like smoking hot for 10 games. They figured him out. He cooled off. He can't really create for himself, but he does rebound at a high level, and he's really good in transition. Jacoby Walter is supposed to be a really good shooter, but he didn't shoot the ball well, and he's kind of like stationary as far as like creating. But you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Furphy and Jacoby Walter both spent time in the G League, to be honest with you, depending on where they're drafted.
Yeah, and the only reason why I say G League is because usually the game is start bench cut, but I just feel like that's mildly disrespectful. You know what I mean?
So I like that though. I haven't heard anybody say start bench G League.
Yeah. All right. So we'll play the same game, skills edition or attributes, we should say, basketball feel, physical tools, and strong skill set.
All right, so the player with the best physical tools would be Ron Holland.
No, I mean, this is just separate. So, I mean, what do you prioritize first?
Oh, for me?
You look at a player. Yeah.
So just anybody that I'm evaluating, I want a skill set first. I think athleticism is great, but athleticism can be overrated. I don't care what kind of athlete you are if you don't know how to play basketball.
So bench basketball field, man, or?
I am going to start. I want to start strong skill set. I'm going to bench physical tools, and I'm going to send your basketball field to the G League because depending on the position, it can be taught and it can be honed, if that makes any sense at all. I feel like a strong skill set is going to be with you if you get hurt. Regardless, like your strong skill set is going to transfer, whether you're a great athlete, good athlete, not a good athlete. I think your physical tools can make up for some things. And it's in the example of a Jaylen Brown, right? His basketball field wasn't good coming out of Cal, but his physical tools were great. And eventually his basketball field caught up with his physical tools. So I'm going to put basketball field third. Send that to the G League.
But what do you think? We talked about this before we recorded.
Okay.
Can the Kings make a deep playoff run with a center like Sabonis, who can rebound, can pass? I get it. He's the fulcrum of the offense, you know, with the DHOs and whatnot. But there's no rim protection.
I think because he's so skilled on offense – and he gives effort. I think rim protection, man, this might get me cooked. I think rim protection can be overrated in a sense that it's more than just blocking shots. Now, Jokic is a perfect example. He is not a rim protector, but his offense is so great. But he does little things like he's very good in pre-roll. He shows his, he's 7 feet when he needs to be 7 feet, right? Anthony Edwards had his way, but Anthony Edwards is cold at basketball. But like, teams have been, we'll put him in a million pick and rolls, and it's like, it never was enough to beat him. I don't think his rim protection is the reason why they lost to Minnesota. I think they just didn't have enough juice on the offensive end. And Minnesota was built to beat them. It wasn't necessarily rim protection. Rudy Gobert is polarizing because he's supposed to be the best rim protector, but like in the playoffs, like in my opinion, his rim protection can be negated because he has to defend his space. He's still 7'2". He has to move. I feel like if you're really, really strong on the perimeter and you just have a heady guy in the pick and roll defense, you can get away with it. But at the same time, like Sabonis can't get outplayed by Kevon Looney, just point blank, right? Like Kevon Looney's not a rim protector. He's a good defender. That's the perfect example. He's not a rim protector. Before he got old, Golden State made him really old or than what he is. But like, he defends in space. Draymond isn't a shot blocker. He used to be, but like they defend at a high level below the rim. Can Sabonis defend at a high level below the rim? Yes. I think defense is still a part of protecting the rim, protecting the offensive glass, but like they got to get guys on the perimeter that are going to hound you and at the same time be good offensive players.
Well, it's like Denver.
It's
like Denver, right? Like,
yes.
Because it's not like Jokic is this great rim protector, but they have all these perimeter defenders that just make their defense go.
And you think like, I know he got hurt, but like Jimmy Butler is tough in the pick and roll, but like there was not one game where he just made Jokic's life hell, right? Like Jokic is 7 feet and he anticipates pocket passes very well. Now, if you throw the ball over his head, he can't do anything about that. But he anticipates bounce passes well. He controls the glass. If you can get some of that just same level of effort, like I think you have a chance. You know, LeBron is the best pick and roll player like ever. Anthony Davis is one of the best pick and roll bigs ever. they can't figure out how to take advantage of Jokic enough to beat him. And there's more than just that, but like, I just feel like shot blocking is cool, but like teams that have the best rim protection don't win all the time. The Golden State didn't have rim protection. They won a championship, right?
But they had Draymond.
They did have Draymond, but Draymond was getting benched at one point too, though, because he was unplayable on offense. They basically had a 6'7 power forward and a 6'9 power forward playing center, and they beat Boston. Al Horford is the same age as me, and does he block shots? Yes. Is he a great rim protector? He's not Porzingis. Porzingis is probably the best shot blocker in the league. I just feel like, can you make a deep playoff run? Yes. It's going to be matchup based though too. So
it would just take the right pieces.
It's going to take the right pieces. Yes. They need somebody on the wing that's going to just a JD McDaniels type where, you know what? You can't screen me. We're going to be really long. We're going to make it tough. I got all the energy, all the stamina in the world. I mean, look at Drew Holiday. Look, like they're great defenders in Boston. And that makes your job as a five that much easier.
Which is what I want us to draft, though. I want us to look like the Pelicans. You know, just a bunch of 6'7", 6'8", guys with length running around. And, you know,
but they got to be able to play offense, too.
Well, yeah. Which is why it's like when you have Herter, who's supposed to be our great shooter, but if he's not shooting well, then you can't play him.
Exactly.
Whereas somebody like Keon Ellis, who's incredible on defense, and he still makes his shots, then it's like, okay, you are starting two, right? So
do you think you can go long term with Keon Ellis at the two?
I like him, man. I really do. I'll put it this way: I will take him at the two right now over Kevin Herter. Like and people will hate me for this because there's a lot of Kevin Herter fans in Sacramento for whatever reason. But yeah, man, I like it. Between those two, give me Keon Ellis all day. I mean, I think he's an inch shorter than KCP, but yeah, he's kind of that type of player, I feel. If I'm wrong, let me know. But
no, I agree with you. I think he does a lot for them. I think it works. They just got to figure out the Harrison Barnes. I think Keegan defends.
Defense picked up a lot this season.
Like I said, he was blocking shots at the end of the year. But, you know, is he a three? Is he a four? I will say this. If Kuzma buys in, he can defend. I mean, he bought in when he was a Laker. He had to get paid. That's when he went to Washington. You just hope that same Washington Wizards stimulus package that the Mavs and the Celtics got.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
So I think he would help out, though. I think he gives you an identity. He has to buy in.
De'Aaron just needs help offensively.
And I think
can't
that's
just be
why
De'Aaron all the time.
And I think that's why his defense comes and goes, because it's like, man, I gotta score 30. I think he had to score 30 when Monk went down. If he didn't score 30, it was like good luck. And I think that's why he started to shoot more threes at the end of the year too, because you know it's easier to get a 3-point shot and save your energy than it is to drive to the basket. But I think they're probably a piece away from getting to the second round, and then it's about matchups.
And
I think those other teams are old too. You want to see?
No, I'm serious. Yeah. Exactly. But then, you know, we got the Spurs and the Rockets and OKC coming up. And then, but on Kuzma's end, it's like you can't blame him for his play considering what team he was on.
Yeah.
Running with Jordan Poole. You don't know which Jordan Poole is going to show up. So, yeah. Anyways, man, let me get you out of here. I really appreciate your time, man. And
we'll no problem. Again.
All right. Have a good night, man. Take care.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks. Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.